A basic thought, which is rarely considered, concerns the job description for an ambassador. Has anybody ever met an ambassador or been to an embassy overseas? Well, it's a unique place to go. I was at a consul one time in Brazil, and it was interesting because there I was walking up there to get, I needed a paper signed, and I walked up, there were lines of people outside waiting to get in to get a visa to come to the United States. Well, I just walked up to the front entrance of the consul in Recife, Brazil. Two big Marines were standing there. All I had to do was whip out my little blue book called a passport. They even stood at attention when they saw me. I was impressed. I felt important for about 40 seconds. And walked in there, and all of a sudden, I went to the right window. I was the only one there. There were lines, but they were in another section of the building. And I handed the person the paper I needed signed. And they said, please take a seat over there, Mr. Gilbert, and we will have the paper done as soon as possible, which was in about 10 or 15 minutes. And that was my first encounter. I don't know if I told you this part, but I was sitting there all by myself. And, you know, you start looking around, and all of a sudden, in the corner of that room, where is it? There was an American flag, and it was just right over from where I was sitting. And being overseas for a while, I hadn't seen an American flag. And I got up, and I walked over there, and I touched it with my fingers. Now, you all probably think I'm crazy for doing that, but you don't know what that meant to me, to know a little bit of home was right there in that room. So if you're ever overseas and you ever lived overseas or extended time, you won't appreciate your country till you live overseas. And that was really when I realized I was a patriot, because that meant a lot to me. And I almost tear up when I think about it. So an ambassador has such an important role. And, you know, what is an ambassador in the first place? Well, the ambassador is the personal representative of our government. And an ambassador advocates for the position of the government he or she represents on issues, and then voices that message for their government to another power. You know, very few people know this about me. Upon entering college, I was going to enter the School of Diplomacy at the University of Kentucky. I wanted to be a diplomat. That's what my first career decision was going to be. I had the vision of following the footsteps of Dr. Henry Kissinger. Could you have seen me doing the Henry Kissinger thing? You know, he was probably the most important diplomat in the 20th century from the United States. And I think he inspired a lot of us at that time. But several years ago, I knew a professor who taught at the University of Miami, who was also a member of my congregation in Coral Gables. And he told me about his experience living abroad in Zambia or Northern Rhodesia. He and his wife had become close friends with the U.S. ambassador there in Lusaka, Zambia. The ambassador was quite exceptional in his profession and not one of those ugly Americans which nationals overseas have encountered in not a pleasant manner. I asked the professor, why was he a good ambassador? Why was he a good ambassador, professor? And the answer was, it was because of some decisions he and his wife had made, and one of them was by sending their daughters who were in high school to a Zambian school. That impressed the Zambian people immensely. He really worked for the welfare of the Zambians, at what the professor said, and the professor and his wife were good friends with the ambassador and his wife, and they had been honored by going to their home numerous times while they were there. And funny thing, they found something they had in common. They loved board games, and Monopoly was one of the favorites. Of course, I love Monopoly. Don't ever get me in a game. I grow fangs during a game of Monopoly. But here's what happened. The professor would beat the ambassador hands down every time. And the professor later was politely informed, or perhaps dressed down, by a senior embassy official that one never defeated the ambassador at any game, especially in his own home. Ambassadors are always to be treated with the utmost dignity, even if it meant losing at Monopoly. Again, what is an ambassador? Ambassadors wear a variety of hats. For example, it is a very prestigious and influential position. The ambassador expresses and reiterates the position of their own head of state on important issues and then shares those policies to the designated country's government. It's also a distinct honor to be chosen as an ambassador to represent the U.S. overseas. I suppose the most, distinguished ambassadorship is to the Court of St. James in the United Kingdom, where you present your credentials to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, or maybe Charles down the road now. But whatever, an ambassador does have a lot of clout, even though the ambassador has a lot of people around him that makes him look good, too, in that regard. And for the ambassador, they must maintain an astute knowledge of their own government's policies that they represent and to understand the nation to which they are assigned. I have a book. It was written in 1714 in France. It's in English. And it talks about being an ambassador. And it's not changed. The qualifications haven't changed except according to the country you're living in and where you are sent. So there are roles to play. In fact, I always think in seminary they should teach ministers how to be diplomats, because you do a lot of diplomacy in the church. Now, don't let that secret out to anybody, but it's important that preachers have little tact and diplomacy about, too, with their congregations. But likewise, as people of faith, we must represent God and His desire so as to reflect our God-given faith toward everyone. As a missionary, I not only represented God, but also represented the United States as a private citizen. As ambassadors for God, we share His message regardless of grace, and we exhibit grace in every situation. God makes His appeal for reconciliation to others through us. I like that word reconciliation. It's a kind word. It's a gentle word. It's a word that can actually give you chill bumps if you think about it. And we are called upon, the Apostle Paul told us, that we are to, as Christ, God through Christ reconciled Himself to us, we should reconcile ourselves to others around us. And today's time, it's about, you know, who gets slapped down the first. That's not what being a reconciler is all about. It's to extend God's grace to those people, and even those people who don't deserve it. You ever get your toes stepped on when you're out? You know, we all have that. Weakness about that. I was in Walmart the other day, and this woman, had my buggy there. I was looking at something. She came along with her husband, just used her buggy and shoved mine out of the way. Well, Kiev thinks it's got its pros. That woman almost had hers, you know. But then I realized, and my sermon spoke to me what I was working on, and I said, hey, I can't have an attitude like that. That attitude stinks. And besides, not just as a minister, but as a Christian, we are to try to overcome things that happen to us. And most of the time, it happens unexpectedly, doesn't it? When we least expect, and sometimes we're never prepared for it. So I just let it go. You have to. You have to move on with some things there. So as an ambassador for God, we share God's message regardless of the situation that happens to be. And to be an ambassador for God, we must apply our best disposition in every circumstance. Even if we have even if the arthritis is killing us that day, or if we have a migraine, or if we have an ingrown toenail, or we can't find a babysitter, you know, we are trying to hold things together because we want to come across as children of faith and not something that nobody is, rather than being repulsive. And so, since we are not cloistered monks or nuns, we mingle freely with people. To interact with unchurched people requires a solid faith foundation with God to be effective. Now, I said this over in Fort Meade, and if I offend anybody, forgive me, but when I was in seminary, there were always those students, it seems like we were a divided camp, those who went to religious colleges and those who went to secular. Of course, I was in the secular crowd. And some of those that went to the more religious schools, you could tell they walked on water. What about us pagans who went to secular universities, you know? And I remember very distinctly this one person. Oh, she was just flaunting where she was had gone. I think she went to Samford University in Birmingham. And she was just going on. And I looked at her in the worst snobbish way, and I had to repent about this. I said, so you're a Baptist College graduate, are you? And I said it with that growl in my voice. And I really feel bad I did it. But she was just pushing that, you know, hitting people over the head with a Bible at the same time. And I don't like to be punished like that because I went to a different school. But anyway, we were friends and we remained friends, but I never did that again because I was too embarrassed after I said that to ever try to repeat do a rerun of that. But sometimes we are getting challenged out there. I know people who go straight from high school into college and then into the ministry, and they never experience how the real world is all about. They need to get them a job working in a hardware store or changing tires at Walmart or perhaps flipping burgers at Hardee's. Now, you encounter the public that way. And how you work with the public will say everything. I had to work when I was in a previous church for a church member who had a convenience store. Guess what? I knew one thing. If I blew it, that was it. And I had to be on my best behavior. Now, a lot of people eventually knew I was a minister, but there were some who didn't. I'll never forget this one guy walked in the store one day and said, do you have a copy of Playboy magazine? And I said, no, I don't. He said, well, you talk like a preacher. I said, well, I am. But but the thing is, that we don't know who's watching us, do we? We don't know who's out there that might be looking to us as it set an example. Now, am I saying you have to be perfect? Not at all. We all are going to stumble every day. We are going to. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I do it, you do it, everybody does. But we should be aware and try to take precautions against saying or doing anything that might cause somebody to say, well, you know, I know she goes to church and he's active in the church too. So let's remember that as we are out there among people that we may not even know. As God's ambassadors, we are at work 24/7. You think preachers are not only on duty 24/7? Well, all of us really are in the limelight to tell you the truth. And so to demonstrate the grace that God has bestowed upon us is to share God's love toward people regardless of background and origin. And so, you know, we must remember this too, that we don't know what, I don't know what you all do when you're away from the church that much. I call a lot of you, but as far as your daily goings on, that's your own business. But I do know this, there are those in our church who are ambassadors of God, and they don't even know it. They are the ones who invite people to church on a regular basis. God must be so pleased with such good works and people. God uses us as His instruments to introduce people to God's love and the path unto eternal life. Don't ever underestimate your presence as a person of faith. Just remember, our purpose as disciples of Christ is to reconcile people with God. As an ambassador of reconciliation doesn't necessarily mean to be loud, obnoxious, or boisterous, but to effectively demonstrate how God offers a superior lifestyle. Most people believe they must be saints to enter the church. Well, you know what? If that were the case, none of us would be here this morning, would we? And so we must keep that in mind. Critical and judgmental people need not apply as ambassadors of God. Only those who realize that they are imperfect may hold the title. It's important that in all situations is to live a pleasing life for God. If really the requirements aren't difficult, they're not like jumping over a bar like in the Olympics, that in track and field. It's not that difficult to do. It's just a reminder that you are a child of God and also an ambassador and a reconciliator of people in our world. Just remember, as ambassadors for God, we are entrusted with His message of grace, faith, and hope. God continues to appeal to us, even now, to be His ambassadors. How will you respond? Let us pray. Oh Lord, on this Sunday, we are reminded that to be Your people means responsibility as Your ambassador and reconciliator. We give thanks, oh God, for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead 3 days later. Guide and lead us, O Lord, as we look toward Calvary as our only hope. Be with every person here. Bless and keep them, O Lord, in Your steadfast care. O Lord, look after us as we begin a new week. Thank You for bringing us here, and thank You for worshiping with us. We give all this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.